Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Thursday, week 3 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of Luke and is titled, Let the Battle Commence. Jesus knew what they were thinking and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan is also divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebub. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man fully armed guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters.
Anyone who has experienced the Ignatian spiritual exercises would be familiar with the imagery at the heart of today's gospel reading. In a manner that does not always sit well with today's sensibilities, St. Ignatius encourages us to think of aspects of the Christian spiritual life as a fight, where you join Jesus in the battle against the forces of evil by declaring yourself as one who stands under his banner. The imagery is not easily related to by people who think of spiritual life as a gentle journey in the presence of a loving God. Yet there is no denying that this is imagery with which the gospel writers would have been very comfortable, as would have St. Paul. While not perfect, the battle imagery has some inherent strengths. It focuses our attention on what is at stake as we journey towards Christian spiritual maturity. We have choices to make as we learn what it means to embrace the life that God has for us fully. This is not always an easy thing for us to do. We tend to want to delay making those choices. Today's reading and battle imagery tell us we cannot fight for both sides. Ultimately, we will stand revealed as being on one side or the other.
Putting the word into practice.
Because of our ambivalence, most of us need ongoing repentance and conversion. Regularly, we need to re-evaluate under whose banner we stand. This re-evaluation is one of the central messages that Pope Francis has put before us throughout his papacy. One of the reasons why the Pope can speak so authentically about repentance and conversion is that he is talking in the light of his own experience. He is not someone calling others to do something he has not been prepared to do himself. Hence, his words have a ring of authenticity and authority. He writes with the freedom of a man who knows his sins and faults, but also experiences the joy of knowing Jesus Christ personally.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.